Today's the day. 24 hours of hell. All right. I must clear my mind. Bed is cold. She probably has a good half hour on me. Gotta get out. Gotta stay out all day. Minimize the damage. Get far away from ground zero. Getting too old for this. The horror. The horror.
Okay, before Dan gets up, let's go over the plans for a surprise party. Crystal, what do you have to report?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for selecting me to do the decorations.
You're quite welcome.
And in light of our $40 budget, I have decided upon balloons and stupid hats.
Good choice. And now, can we hear from the cake committee?
Two peas in happy, right?
How are you going to get Dan down there, Roseanne?
Oh, I'm just going to tell him, hey, the lodge is having another all-you-can-eat night, and you've got to be there to defend your crown.
So what should we do?
Okay, Becky, you're going to help Crystal with the decorations, and Darlene, I don't care if you want to go or not, you're going.
I hate these parties. No kid should ever be forced to watch their parents do the hully gullies.
Not for the squeamish.
Good morning, Dan!
Crystal, let's get out to those garage sales.
Oh, yeah, you can always find a bargain at the garage
Dad?
Sale.
What? Where are you going?
Fishing.
Today?
Goodbye.
It's November, Dad. The lake is frozen.
Okay, then I'm going bowling. See you tomorrow.
No, Dan, wait.
A minute. Don't you want to spend the day with your family?
What is this, some kind of trick question, Jackie?
Well, what about the Michigan-Illinois game, Dad?
Don't you guys realize what today is?
Oh, Dan, I forgot. It's Dan's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
It's
oh,
Dan's birthday.
Hey, forget my birthday. Do I have to spell it out for you? P-M-S.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure?
Jackie, I've been through this for 17 years, every 28 days, 204 times. Yes, I'm sure.
I don't know, Dan. Roseanne seems perfectly pleasant today.
And Crystal, when have you ever known Roseanne to be perfectly pleasant?
I'm gonna be at the mall. I got basketball practice.
Me too.
No, hold on.
It's gonna be a 24-hour roller coaster ride with Sybil at the switch.
Just before my time of the month and those hormones get acting up, I'm good for one solid day of pure mean.
You?
Oh, yeah. Once I went around and busted a street like forever man who ever broke my heart.
Yeah, I remember the great blackout of 84.
No, you can't leave.
Jackie, I'm warning you. If you don't let go of me, I'm fully prepared to gnaw my own arm off.
Man, Roseanne's got a big surprise party planned for you down at the lodge. There's gonna be like 50 people there.
No.
Yeah.
It can't be.
Now, Dan, don't worry. Roseanne does not have PMS today.
Dan? Do you think I'm pretty?
I'm only here!
Okay. So far, so good. Dad's out working in the garage, out of the line of fire.
Dan! Dan, you in there?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Just fixing this thing here.
Hair. Hair is different. Do I like it? What if she doesn't? Gotta say something before.
Don't you like my hair?
Too late.
I love it.
I can't believe it, Dan. I mean, I do something to make myself a little bit, you know, more attractive to you, and you don't even notice. You think I did this for myself? I mean, the hair's on my head. I can't even see it. God, you man! Oh, and you are taking me and the kids to the lodge at 5, and that's it. I don't care if it is your little birthday. Dan, I love you.
O'clock.
No, Crystal, he does not suspect a thing. Of course, I had to trick him, you know, to get him to go. But no, he just thinks it's another normal birthday dinner.
Mom, you're ironing the towels?
Well, I can't wait around for you to do it, can I? Stay away from those towels. I have to refold them. Why don't you go put on that pretty pink dress of yours, you know, with the little flowers on it?
Oh, the pink dress. You mean the one I had on first.
And tell your sister to hurry up. You know, I swear this whole family would just fall apart if I wasn't here. Oh, you're not wearing that one, are you?
No.
And hurry up! I'm starving! Jeez, you know, this whole surprise party thing sure seemed a lot better last week. Whose stupid idea was this anyway? Well, I know it was, Crystal, but you don't have to throw it up in my face. Don't patronize me, Crystal. If you're going to have that kind of attitude, you don't even have to come if you don't want to. You want to, don't you? I mean, it wouldn't be a party without you. Thinking. Maybe I ought to sign up for night school and take a couple classes like in creative writing or word processing or something like that, you know?
Oh, okay. I'm supposed to say something here. Let's try.
Sounds good, honey.
Or maybe what I really should do is just join an aerobics class, you know, and try to get in shape or something. Or maybe I could do both of them together, but then I'd hardly ever be home. I don't know. What do you think, Dan? Oh, you look like the perfect little gentleman. Let's see your hands. They're filthy. You wash them. You know, you ought to wash your hands too, Dan. Oh, this tie. I've always loved this tie. See how it has the green and stuff on it? I know what I'll do. I'll change it to my green dress so that we'll match. You guys stay away from those clean towels.
Save yourself.
I just kind of want to apologize to you because, I'm sorry that I know I've been a little excitable today.
Hadn't really noticed, honey.
Do you know what I asked Arlene to do? I asked her to catalog all my coupons according to expiration date and the 4 food groups. And then I start writing this letter to my best friend from third grade, Sherry Jaggy. And I mean, I haven't even had her address for something like 20 years.
That's okay, honey. I know you get a little whacked out every now and then.
What's your point, Dan?
I really don't have a point.
No, go ahead and say it, because I know what you're thinking anyways. You think I have PMS.
No, I wasn't thinking that. But I have been doing a little reading on it lately, and you know they have these pills now that are supposed to help? If you did have PMS, but...
A pill? A pill? You want me to take a pill? Well, do they have a pill for you, Dan?
Oh, let's go, Dan. We're going to be late for Roseanne's surprise party.
It's my surprise party, Jackie. Why didn't you talk her out of this? You know I hate surprise parties. The only people that ever have any fun are the people who are in on it. Oh.
Well, you're in on it.
Can we go so we can get home already?
Dad, what is she doing in there, changing into another outfit?
Or another personality.
Let's just enjoy our one moment of peace.
Love you, Daddy.
You're going in. Could be a suicide mission. Stay low. Stay low. Don't worry. You'll get through this. Somewhere your real wife waits for you. That's not her. Of course, you don't have to tell your real wife.
Okay, we're out of here.
Jeez, what were you guys doing in there?
Never mind, let's go. Honey, come on, we're almost gonna be real late.
I'm not going.
Okay, look. We've been through this before. We know she's got 100 different personalities. We've seen them all.
How can I go when we're destroying the ozone layer?
Kids, I want you to remember this. PMS is serious stuff. It causes depression, anxiety, physical pain.
And it's rough on your mother, too.
Okay, listen, everybody. I'm just going to run in here and check and see if our table's ready, and I'll be right out. You wait for me. Hey, okay. Now, nobody eats the food, got it? And then I want you all to get around the door here with the taller people in the back and be really, really quiet. And then when Dan comes in, you know, just yell, surprise. You know how you do it, right?
Our table's ready.
Surprise!
Come on, I'm starving. Let's eat. Isn't this great, Dan? All your friends are here.
It's great, Roseanne. I can't believe it. How did you ever do this without me knowing?
Boy, you really were surprised, weren't you?
Are you kidding when I walked through that door and I saw...
You know, Dan, we really should have a song, shouldn't we? You know, because then whenever we hear it, we would go, that's our song. Did I invite you?
Oh, Eddie, hi. How you doing?
Oh, okay. You're all right, then.
Roseanne, I love your hair.
See, Dan.
So, what do you think, Roseanne?
About what?
The decorations. I planned this all very carefully. I bet you didn't even realize that there are exactly 40 balloons here.
40?
Mm-hmm.
Dan is 39, Crystal.
Well, I'm sorry, Roseanne. I got him one to grow on.
Well, you needn't apologize to me, Crystal. Apologize to Dan for ruining his party! Hey, this ought to be our song. Play it again!
Oh, gee, I'm pooped. I'm gonna go sit down.
You're no fun. Come on, dance with me, sis.
No.
Please! So... Hey, don't you think the party's going real good?
The party's going great.
And Dan, he's really having a good time, don't you think?
Are you kidding? You know, what we have to remember is she's a wonderful woman when her estrogen isn't whipping her into a psychotic frenzy.
Yeah, like when I sprained my ankle, she was there.
Mm-hmm. And she was there when that guy ditched me at the dance.
And when your parents split up, Dan?
She was there. Let's face it, she's bad luck.
Well, let's go see if Mom left any chocolate on the dessert table.
Need anything, Dan?
Menopause.
And say, there's some damn good-looking guys here tonight.
Get off.
Come on. Come on, it's been almost a month since Gary dumped you.
I dumped Gary.
Yeah, and now here you are at some crummy party dancing with your sister. You know, it just breaks my heart to see you like this.
I'm fine.
Well, you don't have to yell at me. You know, I'm the one person here that loves you the most.
Roseanne?
Oh, you know, if you were not my sister, I just don't know who would be.
Hey, Danny boy, having a good time?
Yeah.
Probably wondering why Nancy isn't here.
Who's Nancy?
Well, we had a fight because she said she was paying for everything and I wasn't pulling my own weight. And she kicked me out of her apartment and now I'm living in my car.
You're kidding.
Well, actually, it's her car.
Well, I guess poker night at your place is pretty much out now.
Why?
What's that?
Oh, me and the guys got together and got you a little something. It's our way of saying happy birthday.
Well, hello there, birthday boy.
Yeah. Out. Out. You know, you are the reason why there will never be a woman president. Whose idea was this? I might have known. But I blame you for it, Dan Connor. Oh, I might have expected it from your slimy friends, but not from the father of my children.
I'm sorry, dear.
As if that's gonna make everything all right. Well, what about that poor woman who was only trying to do her job and now has been made to feel like dirt? And I have to go out there and comfort her thanks to you.
Mental note. Kill Arnie.
Dan?
Oh, Dan.
Dan.
She's making people do the limbo.
You're kidding. Oh, my God.
It's your ship.
It's my birthday.
There are no birthdays in hell, Dan. Now get in there before somebody gets hurt.
Could you give me a minute, Jackie? I just realized I'm 39 years old. 39. By this time next year, I'll be 40. 40. That's almost middle-aged. What have I done with my life? What have I accomplished?
Oh, cut the introspective crap and get in there.
I don't know why I have to put up with this every month. So she's got hormones. So why should she just get away with this? How about me? When is it my turn? When does everybody have to tiptoe around me? When do I get my PMS?
All better now?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, come on, you guys. We're just about ready to open up all the presents.
Presents. That's almost the end, right?
No. Cake.
Okay, come on, everybody. Gather around. Dan's gonna open up his presents now. Look, everybody. It's a little crown. DJ made it himself. It's a macaroni thing. Oh, look, honey, and he even spelled out Dad using little tiny SpaghettiOs. Oh, and you said he had no talent.
Let's see what's inside this one, huh?
Hang in there, champ. Need a couple more rounds to go. You're doing fine.
Okay, everybody, can I have your attention? I'd like to propose a toast to my husband, Dan Connor. So everybody hold up your glasses. Higher. For you, Dan Connor, my husband, my best friend, the father of these children, you are the ink in my pen. You are the paper on which I write. We've been married for 17 years. We've had many wonderful times.
We've had many, many bad times. Happy birthday, honey.
Here.
You know, like that one time when we went and saw Old Yeller and you cried and cried. Remember, you made me promise I'd never tell anybody that you cried like that. And I never have in all these years, and I never will.
Thank you, dear.
So here's to you, Dan Connor, my husband, my soulmate, my friend, my rock.
God, please let this be over.
A great big rock that just sits on my couch and does nothing but watch TV.
That's it. God's a woman.
Oh, occasionally, you know, it'll ask for a beer and then I have to go in there and get it because after all, it is just a rock. And a rock can't just tip itself over and roll over to the refrigerator, can it? So I have to get the beer for it. Yeah. A big TV-watching, beer-drinking rock. But he's my rock, and I must live with it.
So, happy birthday, Dan!
Yeah, happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Dan!
Yes, I got my wish.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Birthday was yesterday, Roseanne.
Well, I know that, but you know what? We forgot to do your traditional birthday breakfast. So, okay, what's it gonna be? Pancakes, waffles, an omelet, whatever you want. You know, nothing is too good for my man.
You know what? I think I'm just gonna go back to the bedroom, read the paper, not talk to a soul. Is that okay with you, Roseanne?
God, he gets so damn moody. Happens every month, too. Man.